went to see my physician. He said, you're definitely ill. Then said the nurse, I've seen worse, and the doctor just gave me a pill. Take one of those three times a day, don't ever stop until you're nearly dead or almost. Better keep out of the reach of children. The thing is, there might be some side effects. You mean there probably will. Well, if it's a fact, just come back and I'll give you another pill. On top of that, 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 on top of that. And then he showed me his bill. I popped another pill.
Welcome to When Your Health Matters. Your host is Dr. Richard Huntoon of Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located right here in the Hudson Valley in Newburgh. Dr. Huntoon has been practicing alternative health, utilizing chiropractic and many other alternative health techniques for the past 27 years to support you when your health matters. It's his intention to offer practical advice every week for you to consider and apply in your own life to make your life and the lives of your family and friends healthier and happier. And when you have questions, he'll give you resources to get your health-related questions answered from Doc Rick himself or another expert from the show. Being empowered to make positive health choices before a problem arises is the best way to approach health. And he promises to have information for you every week that will allow you to become proactive and empowered to take control of your health and your life. Doc Rick is grateful you're tuned in today, and your journey will begin after our first commercial break from our generous sponsor.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
This is Bruce Bagan from B&B Pool and Spa Center. We're proud sponsors of When Your Health Matters. Please appreciate that as a pool and spa builder, we are committed to making sure that you can get the most health benefits from owning your own hot water spa. And that's why we carry a full line of Sundance Spas, the world's leading manufacturer of hydrotherapy spas. Relaxation is one of the best ways to take care of your health. And when you own your own Sundance Spa, you can unwind at home every day in the privacy and comfort of your own home. Each Sundance Spa has dozens of precisely placed water jets that pamper you with their massaging bubbles. B&B Pool and Spa Center carries a full line of Sundance spas and is a factory-authorized warranty center. Come to B&B. You'll be amazed at how easy we make it to have your own personal hydrotherapy spa. We'll handle everything for you, so just sit back and relax. Visit the water professionals at B&B Pool and Spa Center, where we've been helping customers relax and enjoy their water since 1972. 787 Chestnut Ridge Road in Chestnut Ridge, and on the web at bbpoolandspa.com, or call 888-706-4557. That's bbpoolandspa.com or 888-706-4557.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Welcome to this week's show, When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. We are located at 138 Canal Street in Pooler Park. That is in Pooler, Georgia. We're in Suite 404 of Building 400. And when you come into the parking lot, there'll be two buildings on your left, one in the middle and two on the right. You want to take the second building on the left. And when you come in the front door, we are the first office on your right. So that's how you find us at Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. If you're somebody that has a question and you're not comfortable just simply coming in and talking to me directly, you can always call me on my cell phone. My cell phone is probably the best way to get a hold of me, other than email. My cell phone number is area code 845-561-2225. Again, 845-561-2225. That is the phone I carry with me. If the phone rings, I'm 99% of the time the person who answers that phone. So if you have a question for me, I'm happy to answer your question. You'll just have to call that number and get the answer to your question. If you're somebody that doesn't like to talk on the phone and you want to do the texting thing, please don't text my phone. My phone does not receive texts. You will send me a text. I will never get it. I will never respond, and then you will get frustrated. But if you do want to do the texting thing, you can text me via email. My email address is docrick@spineboy.com. That's D-O-C-R-I-C-K at spineboy.com. And whether you come see me, call me, or email me, it's my pleasure to answer your questions. Now, we're here with this show called When Your Health Matters. It's my perspective is your health should always matter. It's your most important asset, because at the end of the day, if you don't have your health, you might as well be dead. So we want you to have your health. We want it to be vibrant, abundant health. We want you to exercise God's plan to live a healthy life. And the man that helps me do that every week, well, actually, that's not true, because for the last 4 weeks, we've had your cohort, the man in charge of the company that you work for, and my close personal friend, and obviously your close personal friend. We had Marshall here the last 4 weeks.
You did.
That was such a treat. It was such a surprise when he first showed up. I was like, wow, this is cool. Marshall's back in the house.
Yeah.
So today we have a wonderful man. We have Marshall's cohort. We have the man behind the scenes, the man that puts these shows together, the man that asks me questions, and the man that is your advocate as the listener. His name is Mark Saban. He's a wonderful human being. He's an interfaith minister. He's a marketer extraordinaire. He's a wonderful father. He's a Tai Chi master. He's a overall beautiful person and a close personal friend of mine, and we really appreciate everything that Mark does, and we want to say welcome, Mark, and welcome to When Your Health Matters.
Well, thank you so much for that kind introduction, Doc. You know, everything that you focus on in this show and in your practice, certainly, and in your commitment to life, is really about knowing healthcare, what is health, how to achieve health, how to best go about having your health. And really, if you look at the orientation of health in the American, what they call the healthcare system, it's really pretty skewed. We've grown accustomed to thinking about treating health issues as healthcare, but isn't there a difference between healthcare and sickness care?
Oh, absolutely, Mark. That's beautiful. I like the way that you differentiated that, and I'm going to differentiate you a little bit more. Healthcare is about tending to one's health. Health is our natural state of being. Health is our birthright. Health is something that everybody is entitled to, and health is something that we should all be striving for. Whereas sickness care is about taking care of sick people, and sickness is our natural state, is not our natural state of being. And so we need to focus on what we do want, health, and not focus on what we don't want, which is sickness. But everything in our life, all the television commercials, all the print ads, all the radio ads, et cetera, everything is about, making people fearful. I had a patient in my office this morning who was asking me if I felt that he should go get a flu shot. I said, well, have you ever had the flu? He says, no. I said, so why would you want to weaken your system by getting a flu shot and possibly giving yourself the flu? Because getting a flu vaccine is actually giving you a reduced strain of the flu in an effort to, quote, stimulate your immune system to develop immunity to the flu, when he's never had the flu. So he already has an immunity for the flu. But when the government is making in chemistry labs different strains of flu to release out into our environment so that the, quote, flu vaccine being the, quote, best guess for this year's flu, my thought is, and the advice I gave him, was just go online and look up on Google what's the effectiveness of this year's flu shot, and just see if they got it right or if they didn't get it right, and help that make your decision. But if you've never had the flu before, why do you feel it's necessary to go get the flu in an effort to develop an immunity to the flu? But that's the mentality that we have.
It is the mentality. And the whole notion that you should wait until you're sick before you get treated makes no sense to me.
No, it doesn't. And I personally don't agree with it, but our insurance will not pay for you to be well. And so if your doctor wants to get paid, they will have to wait until you are sick in order to treat you. So our society has been pushed towards supporting people to end up getting sick instead of teaching them to be well. And it's a sad state of our current system that I would like to change. And I think it's important for the listener to understand that at the end of the day, doctors need business. Doctors want to have patients, and it's nice to have patients, but it's nice to have patients who have a need, not artificially generate a need just so that you can have patients, and not have the insurance system set up in a way that they're only going to pay for you when you have full-blown sickness or disease. So there's no incentive to get people well because they want to make a big windfall of money. So let's just create a society to where everybody's going to be hovering right around, today I feel good, tomorrow I don't feel so good, the day after I feel sick, and it's going to take a little while before I feel well again. That's what most people do with their health, and I just have a huge issue with that.
Well, you know, and the thing is that we have now reduced health to a bunch of chemical reactions, but chemistry is maybe an aspect of your health, but it's certainly not the whole picture.
Oh, it's definitely not the whole picture.
So when your health is, you know, before it even starts heading downhill, what advice can you get from your doctor?
Well, that depends on the doctor. Are they oriented towards treating sickness and saying it's not that bad yet, come back when it gets worse, or we couldn't find anything wrong, come back if it gets worse, or do you have a doctor who actively teaches you what to do to prevent disease and to be healthy all the time? Mm-hmm. I personally vote for the latter. I practice in that regard. I have a gentleman in my office this week that came to me all the way from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, because he had had thousands and thousands of dollars of testing in the hospital. They didn't find anything wrong with him, so they wanted him to come back for another test. And I said, well, didn't they just do this test for you that showed the whole length of your digestive system by having you swallow a camera and it didn't find anything wrong, so now they want you to come in from an endoscopy? I said, they just looked at your insides. Why do they now need to stick a scope down you to look with their eye as opposed to look at it with a camera using your eye? And he was like, yeah, I guess that doesn't make sense at all. So he drove all the way from Pittsburgh to come see me, mm-hmm. and we're in the process of fixing his problem. We actually addressed his problem this morning, and I'll find out tomorrow morning if the treatment was effective. And I told him what he needed to do today in order to make sure that the problem stays away. And so I'm teaching him how to be healthy, as opposed to just keeping him in the system because he's got this problem and we're going to make a lot of money off of him by never really telling him what's wrong. And that was the interesting thing, because his wife got on the phone and said to me, Dr. Rick, I don't understand why they keep ordering tests. They say they can't find anything, so what is it that they intend to do? I said, that's really a question you need to ask them.
it's so common that kind of thing happens. I mean, I had a friend who had a health issue for years and kept going to the doctors to try to find out what was wrong with her. They kept saying it was psychosomatic. She knew there was something wrong, and eventually it actually took her life because she could never even get the help because they couldn't find anything where they would refuse to do anything for her.
And that's absolutely terrible.
It's tragic is what it is. Yeah. And I mean, people generally take their health for granted until something goes wrong, but it seems to me that you have a different way of approaching it. I mean, why wait until something goes wrong? Why not try to maintain your health when it's good?
Exactly. But because of poor education and poor understanding, people will wait. And if you take your health for granted and do nothing to maintain it or improve it, every day you avoid taking care of it, the more health problems you are starting to create. For every day that you don't maintain, things are going to degenerate over time. It's just the nature of how nature works. If things aren't growing, they're dying. And we have the cycle of life, okay? In the springtime, when the buds come out and then they turn into fruit and then the fruit ripens fully, if it doesn't get picked and harvested and used, what happens?
It decays and rots.
It decays and eventually falls off and sits on the ground and gets recycled back into the earth. Mm-hmm. So, you know, ashes to ashes, et cetera. And so at the end of the day, it's important. Human beings do the same thing, and they will die sooner rather than later if you don't do things to maintain. Everything in life, if you care about it, you need to actively maintain it. And my perspective is you need to actively maintain your health, your most important asset.
It's really about nurturing your health as opposed to treating your sickness.
Absolutely.
So what's curious to me is that so much of what you actually talk about on this radio show and what you talk about in your practice are the very things that we learned in elementary school. How to eat right.
There you go.
How to breathe.
Correct.
Drinking water.
Correct.
Plenty of sleep.
Right.
Good exercise.
Exactly. Those are all the basics. And it's interesting because, like, when I went away to chiropractic school, and when I was studying pre-med, one of the first things that we were taught how to do was take blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And one of the other first things we were taught how to do was how to draw blood. Okay. And we did that very early, like the first week of our education. At the end of our education, we'd learned so much other information that was put on top of that most practitioners, medical or otherwise, forget the importance of and the value of taking a person's blood pressure. To the mm-hmm. point where they don't even do it right anymore.
Really?
They just take blood pressure in one position. And we've talked before, and
yeah,
we'll talk
have.
Again in about a month or so about blood pressure, et cetera, how to take blood pressure correctly to get the value of what the measurement actually means.
Mm-hmm.
And so we get basic understanding that is so important that people, it's so basic and so important that people have forgotten the fact that it's important.
Yeah.
And like being healthy is important. yet we've forgotten how to be healthy. Therefore, we spend the rest of our lives fighting for life and treating sickness and masking diseases and then eventually having big surgical interventions. And we're ruining people's lives because nobody ever taught them how to actively maintain the health and normal function.
Well, I mean, for thousands of years, we didn't have prescription medications, these chemical components that are made into these very specific medications, which then in their turn have intense side effects that have to be addressed so you can have drugs to take care of the drugs. I mean, health was not about chemistry. It was about lifestyle. It was about all the things that we talked about.
Right. And the concept of better health through better chemistry using pharmacological agents that are toxic to the body doesn't make any sense to me.
And I can see why.
And yet, that's the number one form of care in our country.
Right now it is.
And when we statistically look at the health and welfare of our country, we represent 4.5% of the world's population.
Right.
We consume 92% of the world's medication. There's 200 and I think 8 nations in the world. We rank 59th as far as our health goes, meaning there's 58 other countries whose people live longer, have better health than we do here in the United States. Yet we have more doctors, more hospitals, more medication, more technology, and more access. And yet the results really don't bode well for our overall health and longevity, because better health through better chemistry just will never work if you're using prescriptions in order to, quote, help the person be healthy. It's just never going to happen.
But, you know, there are these things when even if you are health conscious and even if you're doing all the right things, things happen in life. People get sick or injured. So what are your options for getting back into wellness?
Well, start with a doctor who will teach to you, not just someone who administers care for this crisis, okay? I teach people how to take ownership for their health and how to never be sick and how to avoid sickness as they grow older. The conversation I had with a patient this morning, he's just like, well, you know, if the normal temperature is 98.6 and my temperature is 97, I say, well, that's telling you that you have a suppressed immune system. So mm-hmm. You need to actively support your immune system. He says, well, that's why I'm going to go get a flu shot. I said, well, if you get a flu shot and your immune system is already suppressed and they inject that into you, you're going to suppress your immune system more and you're probably going to get the flu. I said, continue supporting your immune system so that your body is strong, and then you don't have to worry about people coming and knocking on and breaking into your body and calling their friends and having a party, a sickness party inside of you, because it's just never going to happen. You know, knock on wood, I haven't been actively sick for over 23 years, in spite of the sick people that I deal with. I get patients that call me that say, Dr. Rick, I can't come in today because I'm sick and I don't want to get you sick. And I say to them, well, I appreciate you that, but I'm never going to go into agreement with the sickness that you have. So don't worry about getting me sick, because I'm never going to say yes to your sickness. Mm-hmm. Come in because you're sick so that we can help you get over your sickness faster. And that's what my job is to teach people how to never be sick. There's 7.4 to 7.5 billion people on this planet. I'm never going to see all of them. So I don't need to make a living off of one person. Let me get them well. Let me teach them how to be well and let them send me all of their friends who don't know the same thing that they know. Mm-hmm. And then let me teach them and continue mm-hmm. to help people, continue to support them, continue to empower them, continue to give them the ownership that they need to take care of themselves. Because at the end of the day, we're responsible for ourselves.
Well, you know, one of the things that happens when you go to the doctor is that you may end up having some scary health questions. And the thing is that a lot of times, like this situation with my friend, the doctor doesn't have the answers. So what do you do then?
Well, do what most people do. Consult with a doctor, consult with Dr. Google, and begin the education process for yourself. Then call someone like me, as if when you get educated and then go to an MD's office, they may be put off by the fact that you've already done part of their job. It's interesting. I have patients who come to me and they say, you know what, I was in my doctor's office and they were telling me one thing and I pulled up on my phone something that was completely opposite to what they were saying. Hmm. And then the doctor just got upset with me and said, well, if you're going to listen to the Google instead of listening to me, then I don't know why you're here. And then he never administered any care. But I'm sure their insurance company was charged for an office visit. And I would like for people to become enough understanding about their own health so they know when they have a problem, they know what the problem is, mm-hmm. they know what they need to do for it, and then they use me to do the things that they can't do for themselves. As much as I would like to be able to adjust myself, I can't do that. I go to a chiropractor to get adjusted because I can't adjust myself. I need somebody. The purpose of being a human being is to help other human beings. The only way that life works is if we all help each other.
True.
That's the way that life goes forward. So we need our doctors. We need our attorneys. We need our chefs. We need our business people. We need our bankers. We need everybody that's in a profession that has lasted for any length of time. Why? Because those are services that human beings need in order to survive. Now, not everybody needs the same type of banker. Not everybody needs the same type of doctor. Not everybody needs the same type of restaurant. Not everybody needs the same as everybody else. That's why we have variety. And we should partake in that variety. But the most important thing is if you can't get out of bed in the morning because you're too sick to get out of bed, what's the point of living at that point?
Well, you want to get healthy, clearly. I mean, you know, one of the things that could happen to you is you feel like, you know, something's wrong. And you can go through a battery of tests. And sometimes they might find something. And other times, you know, nothing shows up in the tests until you're too late in the game. And other times, even the tests can do harm. So is this just a crapshoot?
Well, it can be if you go to the traditional medical route for ordering tests and seeing if the test can tell the doctor what's wrong. That's what medicine has become. Let's order a test and let the test tell us, because then if the test says this and we do the following treatment, well, then I don't have any liability. Why? Because the test said this was appropriate. Mm-hmm. Everybody agrees that when you have this test, then this is what we're going to do treatment-wise. So I'm not liable if something goes wrong. So it became a society of trying to prevent a person's liability. Your liability is more important than the health and welfare of the person that you're treating. That's completely backwards.
That's backwards.
And that's completely ridiculous. And so if you want to do the right thing, a patient appreciates being kept in the loop. A patient appreciates a doctor that will communicate in normal language. A patient appreciates a doctor who will, for lack of a better term, lower the threshold of understanding so that everybody in the room can understand it. I try to cater to my patient at their level of understanding. I will broaden their level of understanding by introducing concepts that they can understand in an effort to explain what's going on in their body and why it's going on in their body. Mm-hmm. And they appreciate that. Why? Because now they're actively part of the process. They're not a passive participant in their own health, which is what traditional medicine is making you a passive participant in your health. And that's a recipe for disaster.
So the education is a big component of what you do for a person's health, but what's your approach to finding out what's going on with a person's health?
Well, we take a very basic hands-on approach to checking the chief complaint and then the rest of the body to determine where things have gone awry and, more importantly, why they've gone awry. And once we have that level of understanding, we explain that back to the patient. We show them the relationships.
Mm-hmm.
This area here where you're actively telling me there's a problem, if you put your hand on it, it demonstrates a weakness, which says to me that there's a problem there. Now, if I touch this other part of your body while you're still holding on to that area of a weakness, and now that area of weakness goes strong, you yourself seem to be surprised. Well, why did it go strong? Because there's a relationship between this point and the area that you have complaint. So if we address the area that's influencing where your complaint is, we can actually address the source, get rid of the source, and then the symptom or the complaint goes away on its own.
So you actually not necessarily taking, let's say I have a pain in my arm, you touch another part of my body, and then you find out, well, if we supported this other part of my body, let's say it was maybe something in my digestion, that if you support my digestion, it actually will help fix the problem in my arm?
Yes, because at the end of the day, your organs and your glands control how your muscles and joints function.
Interesting.
So every joint and every muscle is related to a specific organ or gland that controls that muscle or joint. So when a person comes in and, let's say, has a shoulder pain, I know they have lung involvement because the lung controls your shoulders. For a person who has low back pain, I know they potentially either have a kidney component or, more likely, they have a large intestine component. Now, if you don't address the large intestine component effectively and early on enough, then the person's going to develop a kidney component because the kidney is one of the things that backs up the large intestine. There's a relationship between how those two organs function. They work together. They actually help to maintain proper fluid levels. And if there's excess fluid, the kidneys will pull the fluid out of the large intestine and excrete it through your urine. If you're dehydrated, then your kidneys will shut down from working normal, which creates a problem in the kidneys, in an effort to conserve fluid so that the intestines can actually function properly. But how many people in this country have problems with constipation?
It seems to be ubiquitous everywhere.
Right, and that's the problem. It's the fact that it's ubiquitous everywhere. Everybody thinks that it's the normal way of being, and everybody thinks that if they have a bowel movement a couple times a week, that that's normal. No, you should be going the number of times that you eat in the course of a day, meaning meal-wise. If you eat 3 times a day, you should be going 3 times a day. But in order to make sure that that food passes through you efficiently, you need to have a balanced microbiome, and we've talked about that in the past. You need to make sure that you're eating regularly. You need to make sure that you're staying properly hydrated. Why? Because the kidney is going to need liquids in an effort to process whatever it is that's being absorbed into the bloodstream. And if it's absorbing more than it has the ability to deal with, then your kidneys are going to have issues. So we want to make sure that we maintain balance. And when a person gets pain in an area, the first thing I want to look for is, well, what organ or what gland controls that area within the body? And I want to start there. And if I support the body there, then their symptom goes away. And we never even looked at their symptoms, so to speak.
Uh-huh. Well, and it kind of makes sense because the torso of your body, where all your organs are located, is kind of the central component of your body, and therefore, like your extremities, so a shoulder or an arm or a foot or a leg or a knee.
Those are tools.
Right.
Arms and legs are tools to make the body actually work more efficiently. But guess what? You could lose an arm and still lead a very successful life because an arm is not necessary.
Right.
It's like a bonus. It's a tool that you use. But if your tool chest doesn't have a hammer, then you'll find a way to do things that doesn't require a hammer. If you lose an arm, then you'll find ways to do life without an arm. Mm-hmm. It's better if you have two arms, but your arms are not as important as your organs are.
Right.
And so your external extremities, they actually will tell you what's going on internally if you understand how to relate the two and read the signs and symptoms of what's really going on with a person.
So interesting how this approach to healthcare, once again, to just go back to what we're talking about today, which is about knowing about healthcare, is to understand the way the body works as a unit, as a complete thing. Every part of it works together with every other part.
Exactly.
It's all in communication.
You know, the hip bone's connected to the thigh bone kind of thing, and we all appreciate that, and that was a good song growing up as a kid, but it has value. But the thing is that we've become so myopic in our healthcare, so short-sighted that, you know, a cardiologist is the specialist who looks at heart problems. So in order to keep the cardiologist in business, we better make sure that people develop a lot of heart problems. So we created a society to where everybody's destined to have heart disease because we want to keep the cardiologist in business. Because if they're not in business, then when we need a cardiologist, there won't be any around.
Well, it's interesting because in reality, the people who go into the profession of cardiology are generally not looking to go there because they're thinking about having everybody have heart problems. They're looking at actually thinking about the solutions.
Right. Everybody goes into a profession because they have a desire to help people with that particular profession. But then once you get into that profession and what it takes to be in business and to keep your doors open and the support staff and payroll and all of those things, then it becomes a business instead of a passion.
And because we've changed the orientation from the doctor being the person who's getting the fee from the patient, it's now going through the insurance process. It's all being generated by what's going on in the pharmaceutical industries. So it's changed the nature of how we approach healthcare, even from the medical profession.
Absolutely. And you just opened up a can of worms that we're going to have to take out and take a look at. But we should take a short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor. Listen to these commercials, and you're listening to the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com, and we'll be right back.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
You've been going to the doctor for years. They order you blood work, give you a pill to cover up your symptom, and send you on your way. The side effects to that medication could not only be dangerous, but life-threatening, and what you don't know can kill you. I'm Dr. Richard Huntoon of the Advanced Alternative Medicine Center for all the latest on improving your health. I'm here to answer any questions in helping you towards a healthier life. Call Advanced Alternative Medicine Center at 561-2225 or go to spineboy.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you're listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located at 138 Canal Street in Pooler Park. That is in Pooler, Georgia. We're in Suite 404 of Building 400. If you need to get a hold of us, short of stopping into the office, please call my cell phone directly, where I'll be the one answering the phone. It's area code 845-561-2225. Again, 845-561-2225. Or you can email me directly at docrick@spineboy.com. That's docrick@spineboy.com. And it would be my pleasure to help you to better understanding with the concerns that you have. And today, Mark and I have been talking about getting to know healthcare and the ins and outs of it and how to support yourself proactively. And we ended that last segment with understanding how insurance fits into all this. We introduced that concept. So
yeah, well, you know, as your name of the company applies, you are an alternative healthcare practitioner. And a lot of the alternative methods of healthcare may not be covered by health insurance. So does that keep people from getting help?
Well, only if they let it be an excuse to not helping themselves. And no one should let money get in the way of getting proper care. And unfortunately, health insurance is in the business of making sure you do not get well so that you feel the insecurity of needing health insurance. It's fascinating. For the last several weeks, they've been really, really pushing hard actively for senior citizens to make sure that they're buying their Medicare supplemental insurance for what Medicare isn't going to cover, because mm-hmm. you're entitled to Medicare if you're retired and above the age of 65. But it's not that they entice you by saying that it's not going to cover all of your bills, so you need to buy the supplemental. And they're really pushing for the supplemental. Why? Because they want to make more money. They don't want to accept the 80%. They don't want to have to collect from you the 20%. So they want you to buy a secondary insurance, an ancillary insurance to cover the gap that Medicare won't cover. And they're making you spend more money on gap coverage than you are on the Medicare coverage. Why? Because Medicare is a benefit that you've earned a right to have. But now they're trying to make it so that you also pay for Medicare. You're going to have a monthly stipend that you have to pay for Medicare, plus your rider policy that goes along with that to cover the other 20%. And it's guess what? Everybody's spending lots of money and nobody's actually well.
Well, we're prepaying for being sick.
Right. And they guarantee that you're going to be sick so that they guarantee that they're going to get paid.
But don't people get sick no matter what? I mean, you're an exception to the rule. You know, you have.
But I
been
should
sick.
Be the rule. That's the thing. God gave us a birthright to be healthy.
Mm-hmm.
We were all given that same right. And nobody taught us how to exercise it, which is why I do this show. I want to teach people how to exercise their God-given birthright to be healthy, because there's no law that says you have to be sick, just like there's no law that says that you have to be healthy. But it is the natural state for us to be healthy. But in order for insurance companies to get paid, for pharmaceutical companies to get paid, in order for doctors to get paid, they need people that require their product, which means that we need to force people into thinking that that's normal and make sure that everybody has it. So we feed them crap food that's deficient in nutrients to allow us to be healthy. So then we develop nutritional deficiencies. Those nutritional deficiencies turn into dis-ease, which makes us go to the doctor and get assessed for, do we have disease or do we not have disease? And if we do have disease, then what is it that we need to do in order to treat that disease? My perspective is completely different. What do we have to do to make sure that we never get sick?
Well, let's say that you did get sick and now you want to treat somebody. You have methods for treating people who have illnesses to return to health.
Yes, I do. And that's important for the person listening to understand. When there's a problem, there's a reason for the problem.
Right.
Now, healthcare looks at the effect or the outcome or the problem that has resulted from some level of imbalance. They mask it with medication. They treat it with surgery. They may do some kind of physical therapy. They want to put a Band-Aid over whatever doesn't feel well, and they want to make that not feel well go back to feeling well. That's their methodology of treatment. They can't get paid by the insurance company until you've lost greater than 60% of normal functioning. Lost greater than 60%. That's a huge chunk. That's greater than half. you've lost 10% more than half of your normal functioning before you qualify for health care. My job is to make sure that you never lose more than 10%, so that you never ever have an active symptom. You never ever get sick. You only always feel various states of wellness. When you're at 90%, do you feel as good as when you're at 100%, Mark?
Probably not. No.
But the thing is that if people start to accept 90% as being acceptable, and then 80% as being acceptable, and then 70%, we have a whole country that thinks that functioning at 40% is acceptable. I don't believe it is. And I want people to wake up to the fact that you can get better out of your body if you treat your body well. And that means all the things that we talked about earlier. Exercise, drinking water, eating quality food, getting quality sleep, breathing quality air, all those things that we learned, getting back to basics, which is what you mentioned in our first segment. Mm-hmm.
Now, can you talk a little bit about some of the methods that you use for treating people's health? Because, I mean, there are methods that you deploy that have been in use for hundreds, if not thousands, of years.
Right. My foundational understanding of health is based on a 7,000-year-old five-element theory of health called the Chinese Five Elements of Health Theory.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And by surviving for over 7,000 years, I felt there must be some truth to it. So I studied, I poured myself into that, and I tried to learn every little nuance about it that I could without living in China my whole life, although I did go spend about 4 months in China in an effort to immerse myself within it and see how it's applied and all of that kind of stuff. And I came back to help people where medicine wasn't helping them. I came back to actually address the reason why somebody has high blood pressure rather than giving them high blood pressure medication. If you address the reason why, then the what goes away.
Mm-hmm.
And so in my office, everybody wins. I win by solving the puzzle. They win because they get better, and there's no drugs involved, and there's no surgeries involved, and they get to go back to their lives and be healthy until they're not. And then they hopefully come back to see me again. Why? Because I was the guy that fixed them the first time and didn't use a whole bunch of masking agents in the process.
Mm-hmm. Now, I mean, not every healthcare method solves every challenge. So are there aspects of each method that help people to longer, healthier lives?
Well, I do 30 different techniques in my office, Mark. Over the last 30 years, I've learned 30 different techniques, and each one applies to the individual based on what the individual requires. And no two people are alike, and no one gets the same care in my office. They all receive individualized care specific to them and their current levels of health. Now, there are certain basics that people get that are similar in my office, but each person receives the care unique to their specific situation, as opposed to the medical traditional allopathic way of one size fits all. Everybody that has high blood pressure gets blood pressure medication. That doesn't address the reason why they have high blood pressure. They could have high blood pressure because they have a fever. They could have high blood pressure because they have adrenal insufficiency. They could have high blood pressure because they have a metabolic imbalance. They could have high blood pressure because they're just not functioning properly and they're in pain, or their kidneys aren't doing what they're supposed to. There's lots of different reasons for why somebody gets high blood pressure. Lots of people get high blood pressure. Everybody doesn't need medication. Everybody needs to have their blood pressure addressed for why they have it, so that they don't need medication and that they don't need to passively keep the pharmaceuticals and the medical doctors in business because they're just getting residual income because the people keep refilling their prescriptions, rather than asking, well, how long am I going to be on this and what do I have to do to get off of it?
Well, aren't the major problems that we're seeing in health almost exclusively related to stress and inflammation?
Oh, yeah, all health problems are due to stress, and every one of us is stressed. And one of the main reasons why we get stressed is because we're eating food that has been stripped of all of its nutrition. So you put artificial deficient food in the body, and guess how the body responds? The body gets stressed because it's not getting what it needs. And like a three-year-old, what does a three-year-old do when it doesn't get what it needs?
It throws a temper tantrum.
Right. And if your body throws a temper tantrum, that's the definition of inflammation. Inflammation is a temper tantrum the body is throwing because it's not getting all the ingredients it needs. And the interesting thing is, one of my mentors, the only mentor I've never met, was Dr. Royal Lee. And he recognized back in the 1920s that people were going to develop health issues simply because we started refining our food And so he developed solutions for diseases we didn't even have yet because he could see on the horizon what was coming.
Mm-hmm.
And so he prepared ahead of time. What a wonderful human being. He prepared ahead of time to prevent crises from happening. That's the same thing I do in my office. The difficulty is everybody waits until they have a crisis before they do anything. And that's just ridiculous. And that's completely backwards. And that's why the health of our country is terrible.
But that is what we were taught to do.
Right. And maybe you need a new teacher.
Maybe we do.
Because what you're being taught is backwards, doesn't make any sense, and is leading to bigger problems.
So as an alternative healthcare professional, what sort of health problems can you help with? And maybe are there ones that you cannot help with?
Truthfully, Mark, any health issue one has that they are open to seeing a different way of approaching it. I deal with every health issue that exists and choose to come to me for any form of care related to things that, you know, people who come to me with cancer, to simple sprains and strains, to all the issues in between. And we approach the person from why their health is failing and what does it take to restore health, not simply mask the disease by treating the sickness and covering up the effects of that sickness. When I evaluate a person, it's like I said in the other segment, it's a hands-on approach, and I mm-hmm. show the person the relationship. And as I show them the relationship and we explain why this is happening, they start to put the pieces together in their own mind. They start to understand, oh, well, then they'll say to me, so when I do this, this will end up happening. And I say, yeah. Mm-hmm. You see the relationship now. And they're like, yeah, so I need to stop doing this, right? But I really enjoy doing that. Well, then you should expect this unpleasant outcome as a result. So we need to figure out why you enjoy doing something that's hurting you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that's a mindset that they were probably given by their parents because their parents made them feel not good enough in an effort to satisfy their own personality defects and flaws. And so the sins of the father are always revisited by the son. Why?
Right.
Because we pass on traits, behaviors. It's not hereditary, okay? It's learned behavior.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because you model the people that are your teachers. And if they're going to end up with a sickness because they live their life a particular way and you model your life after them, there's a high degree of likelihood you're going to end up in the same boat that they ended up in. But it's going to happen sooner rather than later. Why? Because the quality of food that we get today is significantly worse than it was 20 years ago, 40 years ago, 80
mm-hmm.
years ago.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there are things like, you know, break a bone. Or a woman who's pregnant and is about to give childbirth, there are situations that you're not the doctor that you would go to.
Yeah, don't call me for those.
So, but when somebody has had a pregnancy or had a broken bone and they've been treated by the other professionals, a lot of times they can go to you and get help in the recovery process or in the nurturing process, like after a child's born. You deal with newborns.
I deal with newborns. My youngest patient ever was an hour old.
Mm-hmm.
An hour after they were born and an hour after the doctors did everything that they were supposed to do in an effort to make sure that the baby had a 10 Apgar score, et cetera, the mother insisted that I be allowed in to check the baby's spine because she understood that going through the birth canal during the birthing process is highly stressful, and the last thing she wanted for her child coming into the world was starting out with a deficiency. She got that.
Mm-hmm.
So she insisted, if you're going to deliver my child, my chiropractor is going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And there's mm-hmm. no ifs, ands, or buts. And if you have an issue with it, then I'll go give birth someplace else. Well, they didn't want to lose their quote cash cow. So they let me in there. I had to sign a whole bunch of waivers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because I don't quote have hospital privileges, but
right.
you know, but I've gone into hospitals before and treated patients. And, you know, I typically do it quietly. Why? Because I don't want to upset the standards of care that are going on. I don't want to make them wrong, but you know, we've talked in the past on a show that I was brought into the hospital to treat somebody that was supposed to get a liver transplant.
Right, I remember.
And I did what I was supposed to do for them, and the next day they were discharged without needing a liver transplant. Why? Because I got the liver to start doing what it was supposed to do. So medicine has a particular approach, and it's a very valuable approach, okay? When you're in crisis, you need to get the crisis to stop.
Right.
My perspective is what do you do to make sure you never have a crisis?
Right. Or once you're through the crisis, how do you recover?
How do you recover so that you never have to have the crisis again?
Brilliant. Yeah. Well, this is a great conversation, Dr. Rick. We need to take a short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com. When we get back, I want to talk to you a little bit more about knowing healthcare.
Absolutely, but please listen to these commercials from our generous sponsor. You're listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
You've been going to the doctor for years. They order you blood work, give you a pill to cover up your symptom, and send you on your way. The side effects to that medication could not only be dangerous, but life-threatening, and what you don't know can kill you. I'm Dr. Richard Huntoon of the Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. For all the latest on improving your health, I'm here to answer any questions in helping you towards a healthier life. Call Advanced Alternative Medicine Center at 561-2225 or go to spineboy.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you're listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located at 138 Canal Street in Pooler Park. That is in Pooler, Georgia. We're in Suite 404 of Building 400. If you want to get a hold of me, short of walking into the office, you should call my cell phone, which is area code 845-561-2225. Again, 845-561-2225. If you don't want to call me, please don't text that phone because it does not receive text. But if you do want to do the texting thing, text my email at docrick@spineboy.com. That's docrick at spineboy.com. And it would be my pleasure to help you to better understanding what the concerns that you have rather than wait until you have a health issue.
Well, why is it that so many people ignore their warning system and their body has for them before they go seek out health care?
Well, it's a lack of understanding. It's a lack of concern as they are too focused on other things other than their health, and health should always be number one. But we've been conditioned by the television and print ads and radio ads, et cetera, that you want to mask your symptom and you want to take some sort of chemical agent in an effort to make you think that you're better. And the average four-year-old understands that, well, if it makes me feel better and I still have a problem and I try to use the problem normally, isn't that going to make the problem worse? Well, yeah, out of the mouth of babes, right?
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
It's like, yeah, if you're covering up and you're still using your system like it's normal because it feels normal, even though it isn't normal, what's that going to do? That's going to abuse the system even more and create a bigger problem.
You know, I teach Tai Chi, and one of the things that has been so important to me about that is that I began to really look at people and say, you know, can we avoid having hip replacements? But now hip and knee replacements have become kind of the norm, and people just have accepted that as just one of the things that's almost like a rite of passage.
It's a rite of passage. When you're 65 or older, you should be, you know, contemplating what kind of hip replacement you were going to get, or, you know, can you wait another year before you got to get your knees done? What's the orthopedist say? Come back when it gets worse, kind of, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that just seems to me to be so wrong, but a lot of those problems come about from a lot of the reasons that you talk about in terms of nutrition and the ways that you help people, but a lot of it also comes from the fact that your bones weaken when they're not being used.
Yes.
So the exercise component is so important. It's easy enough. If your car breaks down, you can replace it. If you get a flat tire, you can fix it. But, you know, and now we're replacing body parts, but I would wager to say that none of them are as good as the original equipment. And plus, don't you have to take immune-suppressing medications for the rest of your life if you have a replacement like that?
And this is true, Mark. It's very true. It's interesting. I have a 19-year-old who has a autoimmune disease that we've gotten rid of all the external experiences, all the signs that were showing up on her skin. We got rid of all of that. So her body's getting better from the outside in, even though we're supporting her internally. And so she went back to her medical doctor, and they said that her kidney enzymes were elevated, and they were trying to scare the bejesus out of her that she's going to need kidney replacement. And so I asked her to ask the doctors about the medications that they have on her, because she had reduced, of her own accord, she had reduced some of the medications that she was taking. Mm-hmm. And so she got a new list of all the medications that they wanted her on. And one of the medications that they wanted her on was for people who have already had an organ replacement, because it helps prepare the immune system for the immune response that it's going to have if you have an organ replacement. Now, she hasn't had an organ replacement.
This is preemptive?
But they have her on the medication like she's going to get an organ replacement. So they've already given up on her most vital organ.
The kidney.
Even though her body's getting stronger. And the doctors told her, well, there's nothing we can do for you. You're going to need to have your kidney replaced. And she's just like, but my health is getting better. they weren't willing to accept the fact that her health was getting better because from their perspective, nobody gets better from kidney disease.
Right. And here you have a patient who's getting whose health is improving, but this it's a time I mean, it takes time for that to happen.
It takes time to heal.
It does. You don't
get
overnight.
That's the part that she understands. That's the part her mom understands. But that's the part that the doctors refuse to even take a look at because they have an agenda. Their agenda is by giving her this immune suppressive drug for somebody who's already had an organ transplant before she's had the organ transplant, they're just setting her up for surgery. It may take another year before her kidneys fail. Why? Because she's taking a medication she doesn't need.
Right. I mean, they're stressing out the kidney by what the medications.
By giving her all these different medications, exactly. And they told her that they don't expect her kidney numbers to improve.
But did they?
Well, that give me. You don't expect the person to have an ability to heal, you know. And that's you know I coached her from the armchair there. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Mm-hmm.
I gave her questions to ask the doctor. I said, whatever the doctor says, as long as you're comfortable with their answer. But I think they're going to have a hard time answering this question because it makes absolutely no sense whatsoever that they're giving you an immune suppressive drug for a surgery that you haven't had yet.
And you need your immune system to be able to fight off everything that goes
exactly.
on in your body.
And the thing of it is when her immune system is suppressed, she gets her skin problem. Well, we made the skin problem go away. So we're building her immune system. So why would you give her a drug that's going to weaken her immune system?
Doesn't make sense.
Doesn't make sense at all. But it does if you are sitting waiting for a big ticket item to show up by doing some sort of kidney transplant.
Well, I guess a kidney transplant would be a pretty expensive surgery to go about, but then it gives her a lifetime of trouble.
Right.
I mean, it's not like you get over that.
Nope.
So, I mean, we're about at the end of our show today, and I mean, here's a situation you're talking about with this young woman who has obviously some significant health challenges that you're actually showing signs of improvement. It's not an instantaneous process. It's not like you take the pill and you feel better
right.
because you're actually trying to improve her health. So when you take on a patient in a situation like this, what's your expectation of being able to turn their health around?
Well, I'm an eternal optimist as far as people's health go. I won't give up on a patient. The patients will give up on what we're doing long before I will give up on them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so my purpose is to inject health into the equation, to show them what is possible. If we find an area of weakness and we give them a solution and that weakness becomes rock solid strong, that's to help the patient understand that the body has the ability to recover. And until you're in a pine box 6 feet under the planet, okay, as long as spirit is willing, you can change anything.
Well, that's,
okay?
It's
just a question of, okay, A, is it going to take, life is a journey, not a destination, so it's going to take some time. You get a cut, just because your cut stops bleeding doesn't mean that it's healed. It's not healed until it looks like it did before you got the cut. That takes time. People appreciate that things do take time. We're in a society of instant gratification. You press your remote control and the channel changes immediately. You press the microwave button and your food is cooked faster than it was when you put it in a conventional oven. The challenge is that when you take shortcuts, when you have immediate results, okay, there's going to be a consequence to that on the back end. Nobody appreciates the consequence on the back end. Why? Because they're too short-sighted. Medicine is very short-sighted. We want to do things now because it has to be done now. I always ask my patient, one of the questions you need to ask your doctor, what if I do nothing? What do you think is going to happen?
Mm-hmm.
Can I do it in 6 months? Do I have to do it today? What if I do nothing and wait 6 months? You know,
these are all really important questions.
They're vital questions. And at the end of the day, a person's health is theirs. It's not the doctor's. It's theirs. If the doctor wants to help, it's because the doctor's being given permission to help. But if the patient says, you know what, doc, I appreciate your help, but I want to move in a different direction. That's a patient's prerogative, and the doctor needs to accept that. Then the doctor needs to say, well, I'm sorry to hear that. You know, our door is open if you change your mind, okay, or it's probably not in your best interest, but maybe go get a second opinion, okay? Maybe talk to a different doctor that does the same thing that I do and get their perspective, and maybe somebody else can help you appreciate what's in your best interest. I understand that you want to do things naturally. That's fine, okay? And there may be an opportunity for that, or you may be too far gone. If she's in stage four kidney disease, what I do isn't going to help her.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So we need to understand, to support people proactively, make sure they get care before they have full-blown disease, and support them to never get sick.
Well, this is great, Doc Rick. It's always an education to talk to you these every week that we get together. I really look forward to what we can talk about next week when we get a chance to have another conversation about health.
Absolutely. This is Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center saying I appreciate you tuning in. I ask you to tune back in next week, same health time, same health station, where we will have more important things to talk to you about when your health matters.